And call the council meeting of Monday, October 1st, 2007 to order. We will begin by having an invocation by Pastor Glenn Stadler from the Spirit of Hope Lutheran Church, followed by a pledge of allegiance this evening by Scout James Gillis from Troop 656, which is the Stapley Junior High, is where he attends school. So would you please rise for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Good and gracious God, we come before you tonight and just ask that you would be present, that you would allow your spirit to flow throughout this room, that there'd be times of reflection and wisdom that would come from sources other than ourselves. So, Lord, we pray that we humble ourselves before you and just allow you to guide us, to guide the council, to guide those who come, that you would allow the decisions to be sound, to be fair, and to be frank, that you would allow an opportunity for this community to be the very best it can be. So allow your presence to be now, to be here. Allow your presence to direct, and allow your power to give us all that we need. Lord, we pray this in your son's name. Amen.
James, you want to come forward and lead us in the pledge? Thank you.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the next item is the reading of the consent agenda. I would like to make the comment that Rex Griswold has resigned to run for mayor in District 5. We just had a study session downstairs in which we will be accepting applications for that, the duration of his unexpired term through June 2nd of 2008. So if anybody's interested and has lived in District 5 for 2 years, please check out Mesa's website tomorrow and fill out an application if you're interested in serving as a council member for that duration of that term. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Christ the King Catholic Church for a one-day religious event. Item 3B, act on new beer and wine store license for Food Mart, 16 West McAllops Road. Item 3C, act on new restaurant license for Fox's Pizza, 2706 East University Drive, Suite F11. Item 3D has been deleted. Item 3E, act on new restaurant license for Posh Nosh LLC, 10 West Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract for 88 vehicles, $2,413,614.76. Item 4B, act on contract for one replacement 3-ton truck, $97,121.83. Item 4C, act on contract for two light-duty replacement vehicles, $71,822.84. Item 4D, act on contract for one replacement container carrier truck, $99,810.66. Item 4E, act on contract for computer network performance and intrusion detection tools, $58,960.57. Item 4F, act on dollar limit increase to the supply contract for sodium hypochlorite to $292,341.20 annually. Item 4G, act on correction of upper dollar limit and expiration date of office supply contract for $1,080,000 annually. Item 4H, act on 4-month supply contract for sign sheeting, $50,000. Item 4I, act on 1-year supply contract for computer-aided dispatch, $46,991.07. Item 4J, act on 3-year supply contract for emergency vehicle equipment, $750,000 annually. Item 4L, Act on 9-Month Renewal and Dollar Limit Increase to Supply Contract for Tires to $1,596,465.80. Item 4M, Act on 1-Year Supply Contract for Tires, $160,000 annually. Item 4N, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to Supply Contract for Traffic Signal Equipment, $238,678.99. Item 4O, Act on 3-Year Supply Contract for Biosolid Removal, $332,568 annually. Item 4P, Act on Contract for Employment Agreement for the City Clerk. Item 5A, Introduce Ordinance for October 15th, Amend Mesa City Code Pertaining to Permits. Item 5B, Introduce Ordinance for October 15th, Amend Zoning Ordinance Pertaining to the New Zoning District. Item 5C, Introduce Ordinance for October 15th, Zoning Case 07-93, 800 South Crisman Road for Retail Office Development. Item 5D, Introduce Ordinance for October 15th, Zoning Case 07-95, 2318 South Country Club Drive for a rezone. Item 5E, Introduce Ordinance for October 15th, Amend Mesa City Code Pertaining to a Planned Community District. Item 6A, Act on Resolution to Approve Boilerplate for Falcon Field Master Tenant Leases. Item 6B, Act on Resolution to Extinguish Multiple Easements on Superstition Springs Auto Loop. Item 6C, Act on Resolution for Reimbursement of $15,000 for overtime for a detective assigned to task force. Item 6D, Act on Resolution to Accept $63,100 in grant funds to provide victim notification services. Item 7A, Act on Ordinance to Amend Mesa City Code Pertaining to Civil Sanctions. Item 7B, Act on Ordinance to Amend Mesa City Code Pertaining to Civil Sanctions. Item 7C has been deleted. Item 7D, Act on Ordinance to Amend Mesa City Code Pertaining to Street Lighting Requirements. Item 7E, Act on Ordinance, Zoning Case Z07-83, 4225 East University Drive to convert apartments to townhomes for sale. Item 8A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Broadway West Condominium, 1712 West Broadway Road. Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you. Were there any requests to remove any items from the consent agenda?
No, Mayor, there are no requests.
All right. I have a motion then by Council Member Summers, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval of the consent agenda. If there's no discussion, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The first item that was not read into the consent agenda that needs action is item 4K. Mr. Whalen.
Thank you, Mayor. Brown Evans Distributing is a customer of my security business. Therefore, I'll be declaring a conflict and not discussing or voting.
All right. This is a one-year supply contract for automotive lubricant and oil products for fire maintenance and fleet services department. The procurement service department recommends authorizing a one-year supply contract to the state of Arizona contract with Brown Evans Distributing Company for purchases estimated at $205,000. I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Council Member Summers for approval. Any discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is five ayes and one abstention from Council Member Whalen, so it does pass. Next item is on page 9. This is item 7F, and this is Z07-89. It's 10,400 to 10,700 block of East Southern Avenue, located north and west of US 60 Freeway and Signal Butte Road. It is a request for a council use permit. This request will allow the development of a freeway landmark monument sign at that location. I have a motion by Councilmember Rawls for approval, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Any discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is five ayes and one nay, with the mayor voting nay. The next item is on page 10. This is items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. I have a motion and second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Council is adjourned.